Joining us on the line live is Jim Heaney from Investigative Post, investigativepost.org. We're partnering with them to bring some of their investigative reporting to WBEN. Jim, thanks for joining me this morning. It's been a hot topic of debate over the past week and something your team has written a lot about, really around the country, weighing the pros and cons of releasing some low-level prisoners. What do we know about what's being done in Erie in Niagara County?
Not much. There's been some activism around the issue. People, anyone from defense attorneys to some local activist groups are pushing for the release of a couple of different types of folks. People who are serving sentences for primarily misdemeanors, nonviolent, a lot of it things like shoplifting, typically up to a year. There's a push on to get some of those folks released. And there are a fair number in Erie County. I'm looking at my numbers here. In Erie County, there are about 165. Niagara County, there's about 60. So far, there's been no real movement on that. It appears that, at least in Erie County, Mark Poloncarz, the county executive, has some potential power to move on this that he's not using. Mayor de Blasio in New York has started to get prisoners from Rikers Island released, which is becoming a real virus hotspot. It's a very dangerous place down there. The second group of folks are those who are in for parole violations, and there's really two types of violators. There's the ones that are in for low-level violations. They missed a drug test, they missed a meeting with their parole officer, things like that. And then there's a second group that have managed to get themselves arrested while out on parole. So the push, the governor late last week announced that he was going to release the low-level types. But that's not happening very quickly here. There are 68 in Erie County, and only four of them have been released so far. Up in Niagara County, there were there were a little bit over 20, and six of them have been released. So it's taken a relatively long time to get those folks. So, on balance, what we're talking about, most people that are in Erie County jails or Niagara County jail are being held on bail because of serious criminal charges. And some of those folks have retained lawyers or had lawyers assigned to them trying to get them released. But the real push at this point has been for these nonviolent, relatively, low-level misdemeanor type folks.
At the same time, there's been a lot of talk about protecting the officers who work in jails, whether that's PPE or something like that. I mean, these two things go hand in hand, right? I mean, one way to protect the officers is to reduce the volume inside of the jail, whether it be a holding center or another prison.
Yeah, a jail or a prison does not lend itself to social distancing. It doesn't lend itself to hand washing. It doesn't lend itself to the strategies that everybody else, in the free world, so to speak, is being encouraged to engage in. So, these places are potential incubators, and that's the reason why people are pushing to get them out. If you're in on a minor parole violation or a misdemeanor charge, should your life really be placed in potential danger? That's the argument. And, even Erie County Sheriff Tim Howard last week came out and said, I don't have a problem if people want to get inmates from my jails released. Tim Howard doesn't have the greatest track record when it comes to the inmate health and safety. So for Howard to say, let's start moving, in effect saying, let's move some people out, I think that that ought to tell the world something.
We should note, Jim, that a lot of people might not know the sheriff actually doesn't have the authority to release people held in jails.
No, he doesn't. And he came out and said that. He said, I can't let people out. But those who have the power to let them out, I'm fine with them trying to pursue getting people released.
Hey, new this morning over at investigativepost.org, you have something on travel reduction in Western New York as we're talking about staying home, staying safe, things like that. New data points to, maybe Western New York not doing a great job with all of that.
Yeah, Ellie Ingersoll, my reporter, who actually did, who's done most of the work on the jails, located some data that's being maintained actually out of Norway, I think. It tracks cell phone movement around the world, and what it shows, what it's trying to measure, is how much less movement. How much less people are traveling by way of distance now versus before the pandemic. And what it shows is that in Erie County, people have reduced their travel by about half, the travel distance by about half, which isn't particularly good when you compare it with other communities. The seven outlying counties of Western New York all got D's or D's, D minuses. There's been very little reduction in travel distances. And, kind of the message, as we ended our story on WGRZ last night, the message in the data is, Western New York, you got to do a better job of staying home.
All right. That is a good message to take in. Jim, thank you for the time, and we'll be chatting again soon. That's Jim Heaney of Investigative Post and investigativepost.org, partnering with WBEN to bring some of their investigative reporting here to you.